Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Fernando. I have Ms. Katrina Bailey on the line.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you.
Thank you so much. She's on the line. Thank you.
Hello, Katrina?
Hello.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line, and I will be further assisting you. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law
yes.
firm? Okay. And how are you doing
yes.
today?
I am okay.
Okay.
A lot going on.
Okay, well, I will try to get through this as quick as possible, okay? Again, I want to repeat this as a recorded line. Were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you know by chance the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma it is?
It was the B-cell.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And who would this be in regards of?
I'm sorry?
Who would this diagnosis be in regards of?
Oh, it's me, myself.
Oh, okay. Again, I am so, so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
Better.
Okay, that's good.
That was a rough period.
No, I can only imagine. Again, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? A lot of these questions are repetitive, but they are required, so I do have to ask them. But hopefully we can get this down in like less than 15 minutes, okay?
All right.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed? Or what's the date that you were diagnosed?
It was the second week in July. I can't remember the exact date. I just know it was right after the 4th of July.
Okay. And what year was that?
2005.
2005?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said you didn't have a reoccurrence, correct?
No.
Okay. So second week of July would bring us to about the 15th. Does that sound correct?
It was a week right after the 4th of July. So I remember we was at a barbecue.
The week after 4th of July? Or the weekend after 4th of July?
Yeah. The week after the 4th.
So the 11th?
Yeah, around that time.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I have the right date. July 11, 2005?
I don't know the exact date, but I just know it was right after the 4th of July because after that weekend, it was terrible.
Okay. So roughly, like a rough estimate, July 11, 2005 would be accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Katrina, do you mind if I put you on hold for a moment?
Go ahead.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
Hello, Katrina? Okay, just wanted to confirm the date of your diagnosis, if we, or if it would meet the criteria, but it does. So I just wanted to confirm that. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
Home.
Home, okay. And do you have the address of where you used it?
Yeah. It was 1505 North Austin. It's my first home I bought.
Is it North Austin Street?
North Austin Boulevard.
And is that in Austin, Texas?
No, it's in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, okay. Zip code 60614?
51.
Oh, 060. Okay, I have 1505 North Austin Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then, did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
No? Okay. And no. How old were you when you received your diagnosis?
35.
Okay. And then, how many years have you sprayed Roundup for? If you had to estimate a number.
About 10.
10 years? Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. The following questions are going to be based off your past and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, had an organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Alrighty. And then, can you spell your first name for me, please?
It's Katrina.
And then, did you have a middle name that you wanted to put down?
A Y.
The letter Y as in your?
Yes.
Okay. And then, is your last name Bailey spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and are you currently married?
No.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
3/25/70.
You said 8/25?
March 25th, 1970.
Okay, thank you. And then can I get your full social, please?
356-54-3167.
Thank you so much. And then can I get your height and weight?
5'2", 185.
Okay. And then can I get your email, please?
It's my first and last name, Katrina Bailey, 478@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you is 773-991-6383?
Yes.
And then, this is your cell phone number, your home number, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
How did I first? Through social media.
Okay. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, if you had to pick a date?
Probably the first week in July.
First week of July in 2005 or recently?
2005.
So maybe like around the time that you were diagnosed, so roughly around July 11th, 2005?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And then how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup if you had to put a number on it?
At least 12.
12 times? Okay. And did you say Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
April 1995. I'm not by my house.
Okay. And then when did you stop spraying Roundup, month and year?
In July 2005.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied to?
My front yard and my backyard. I probably couldn't even give you how big that was.
Okay, no worries. I could just put front and backyard. And then I just want to confirm you use the product in the state of Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, the next couple questions are very repetitive, but I do have to ask them. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it, you know, like what was your first exposure to Roundup? How was it kind of introduced to you?
I bought it at Home Depot to spray in the yard.
So directly from at-home landscaping?
Home Depot.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. How were you first exposed to Roundup in the sense of, like, you were using it yourself at home? Okay.
Yeah, professional landscaping. So.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
At least 12 times a year.
Okay.
A
so every time that you sprayed it, you were always present?
Yes.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it?
Ooh, girl. I'll say 120 times.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, yes or no?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
The concentrated.
Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased? I know you mentioned Home Depot. Did you purchase it from any other store?
No, just Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases?
No, girl. We just had a flood in our basement, so probably not.
Okay, no worries. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, not now.
Okay. If you happen to find anything, the attorneys ask, do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. So the next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Back then, yes.
Yes? Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. And has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes.
Okay. And then, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, now we're going to kind of go in depth. Okay, so what is the name of your current employer? What's the company name?
Ibarra Group. I-B-A-R-R-A.
I'm sorry.
Group.
Spell that one more time.
I-B. Uh-huh. A-R-R-A.
Okay.
Group. LLC.
Okay. And what is your job title there?
CFO.
CFO?
Mm-hmm.
And then the address I have is 3232 West Cermak Road in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60623.
Yes.
Okay. And in regards to the days you were I'm sorry, say that again?
No, you're good.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to walk up.
No worries. In regards to the dates that you were unable to work, what dates were you unable to work due to treatment?
I know I was in the hospital for 12 days. And then after that, it was 15 months of outpatient. So I'm not sure how.
And what year
I
was
can't
that?
I give you the exact date. That was in 2005.
Okay. So just in and out of the hospital, different days?
Yeah. Well, the first day was 12 days. And then after that, it was regular checkup and treatment.
Okay. Alrighty. And then in regards to the bankruptcy, when was your bankruptcy discharged?
Been a while, girl.
Okay, no worries. And what court was your bankruptcy in?
Illinois Federal Court, I guess.
And then did you...
Cook County. I'm not sure how that does.
Okay, no worries. Cook County, you said?
Okay. Yes.
And then can you give some details regarding the claim?
What do you mean?
Just any details you'd like to disclose.
Any details?
Regarding the bankruptcy. Regarding the
concern? Oh, the bankruptcy?
Yeah.
I just lost my job, and my mom also, I was taking care of her, so there's just a lot of, and plus it was the recession.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then just a couple more questions. Can I get your current full address, please?
847 North Lawler, Lawler.
Chicago, Illinois?
It's a 651, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so in regards, who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Jessica Slostad, S-L-O-S-T-A-D.
Okay, and she's in Chicago as well?
Yes.
Is she the doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for her or no?
No.
No.
I have the address of the medical center to help.
What medical center did you go to?
Rush University Medical Center.
Okay. Do you know what street it's on? There's a couple that I see here. There's Harrison Street, Maple Ave, Warrenville Road.
Congress Parkway.
Okay, let's see. Okay, what's the name of the facility again?
Russ University Medical Center.
Okay. And you said what was the name of the street?
Congress Parkway, 1653 West Congress Parkway.
Got it. And that's where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Address? Okay. And then the phone number I will put would be the Rush University Medical Center phone number?
Yes.
So 888-352-7874?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
Started my treatment the second week in July.
So about like the 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. Of 2005?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or other treatment?
I had the radiation, in the MO, the immunization for my immune system.
Okay, you're cutting out a little bit. So you said radiation, and what else?
Yeah, the immune.
Immunotherapy?
For the immune system, yeah.
Okay, and then anything else?
No.
I'm sorry, say that again? Just immunotherapy and radiation, correct?
No.
Okay.
Yes, and the pain meds.
And pain medication? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so I have two more questions for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I'm sorry?
How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. That was the worst I've ever had to go through. I lost weight. My hair came out. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing so much better now and that you're still with us. Okay. And then I do have one last question for you. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, it does not live with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
This person is my son.
Okay. And can I get his phone number, please?
773-209-3477.
Mm-hmm. And can you spell his first and last name for me?
It's Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review all the information with you really quickly. If anything sounds incorrect or if I'm going too fast, please just go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
All right.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma roughly around July 11, 2005. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 1505 North Austin Boulevard in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60651. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 years. Your first name is Katrina, spelled K-A-T-R-I-N-A, middle name Y, and last name Bailey, spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y. I have your social security number as 356-54-3167. I have your date of birth as March 25th, 1970. I have your height and weight as 5'2", yes. 185 pounds. And I have your email as your first name, last name, 478@yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 773-991-6383. You started spraying Roundup approximately around April 1st, 1995, and you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around July 1st, 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. And you sprayed in the state of Illinois. You sprayed it directly yourself at home landscaping. You've had roughly around 120 exposures to Roundup in your entire life. You purchased it from Home Depot. Your current employer is Abara Group, LLC, located at 3232 West Cermak Road in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60623. You are a CFO there, C as in cat, F as in Frank, and O as in overall. In regards to dates, you were unable to work. You were in the hospital for 12 days and then 15 months of outpatient in 2005 in and out of the hospital. I have you filed for bankruptcy. It's been discharged in 2010 in Illinois Federal Court, Cook County, and it was because you lost your job and you were taking care of your mom. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Jessica A. Slowstead. She is located at 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60612. And I have the phone number for the hospital, because we don't have a phone number for the doctor, as 888-352-7874. And that was The treatment you received was at Rush University Medical Center roughly around July 15, 2005. You had immunotherapy, radiation, and immunotherapy, radiation, and pain medication. For your current full address, I have 847 North Lawler Avenue in Cook County, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60651. And I have your emergency contact as your son that does not live with you. We do have permission to contact this person. His phone number is 773-209-3477. And I have his first name, Jerome, spelled J-E-R-O-M-E. Last name, Bailey, spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like me to add?
No, that's it.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and have you put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. It just needs a couple signatures.
Okay.
And then let me know once you receive
them. Are you sending them through DocuSign?
Yes, through DocuSign.
Okay.
Let me know once you receive them. And then in the meantime,
you
what I'm going to
do. Email?
I sent them through text and email. It might be easier to access them to, through text.
Okay. Come on. Who's it all?
I'm sorry, say that again?
No, I was talking to somebody coming down the street the wrong way.
Oh, no worries. You're fine.
Can you hold on one quick second, please? I don't know what just happened. Okay. John. One second. I'm going to phone now.
In the meantime, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line. That's going to be my main point of contact. So if you ever need anything at all, that will be where you contact me, okay?
Okay.
But what I'll have you do is go ahead and click on the link. You're just going to click through the yellow buttons until it prompts you for a signature. You're going to have to do a couple signatures, and then let me know once you finish, okay? Or you just kind of click through the yellow buttons. It directs you everywhere.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. So, Katrina, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I know this isn't easy to talk about. I know it's not only a physical battle, but a mental battle as well. So I just want to thank you so much for being patient with me on the phone and taking the time to speak with me. In regards to the lawsuit, the attorneys are going to be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. So please be on the lookout for that call. They won't be able to start working on your case unless they speak with you. So just keep that in mind. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on that 949 number. I'd be more than happy to help anything that you may need, or if you happen to know of anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can send them my information as well, and I'd be more than happy to help them. But again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
All right, you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.